You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we have found another friend and colleague here at the Conservative Political Action Conference 2016. He is Robert Vandervoort. He is the executive director of a terrific organization, Pro English. We're going to talk with him about an important initiative that he's just launched on the effort to educate presidential candidates and rate them on their understanding of the importance of English as the language of the United States. And I want to talk with you about sort of why that is so important before we get to your new product. But Robert, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. Great to have you back.
Frank, it's great to be back. Great to talk with you again.
Listen, I personally believe this is a very important priority, but tell me why you think so.
Sure. Well, there's two basic reasons why we believe English should be the official language for the federal government. Number one, it'll help cut down on translation costs. The government spends an inordinate amount of money on.
Do you have any sense of how much?
Well, there was an OMB study done back in 2002, and they estimated it was $2 billion a year to comply just with the Clinton-era regulation that all government services have to provide translation costs. Now, we feel that cost is probably small. We think that it's gone up dramatically because government's gone up, the population's gone up, and we think that
cost of translations have gone up. And to scope this problem, the Clinton policy didn't simply say you need to translate into Spanish or, you know, French.
Right.
What else is on offer if you are in need of some other Swahili or exotic language?
Well, basically what Clinton signed, it was one of the last executive orders he signed before he left office. It was Executive Order 13166, and we have info on our website at proenglish.org. But basically you can ask for any federal service from the government in whatever language you speak, and they have to provide it, just as you say, tag along.
In your language.
In your language.
Oh, my God. Robert Vandervoort of Pro English is with us. And, Robert, you were just talking about the extent to which, thanks to an executive order signed on his way out the door by President Bill Clinton, we now have this ominous, really, obligation to provide, irrespective of the cost, translation services to anybody who demands them, no matter how exotic their language might be. That was one of two concerns you have. What's the second?
Well, the second concern, and it may be perhaps even more important than the fiscal concern, is the cultural concern. What kind of message we're sending when the government translate every document into whatever language you speak? There's over 300 different languages spoken in this country. And how do you decide which ones get chosen for translation? The fairest thing is to make it English, and the most important thing to do is to let immigrants know if they want to succeed in this country and interact with their government, they should be speaking in English.
Cultural sort of concerns, I guess, is a rubric under which I would describe my concern, which is really the character of a nation, the identity of a nation, is obviously, to some extent at least, defined by those shared attributes like language.
Language.
So to the extent that we've essentially thrown that over the side, do you see this as part of a larger endeavor, I guess most especially by the left, to do away with the national identity of the United States and in the process sort of take us down?
Oh, I think so. And I think particularly what I would call the multicultural left or the politically correct left, they have an agenda and to balkanize us, quite frankly. And then if they can do that linguistically, they will do that. One of the things that makes America strong as a nation is that we have this common language of English. And it's fine if you speak other languages at home and speak other languages at your church and have a heritage or want to learn another language. But we can all communicate with one another through our common language of English. And I do think it is part of the left's agenda to try to drive us apart linguistically.
And when you talk about multiculturalism, of course, you are also bringing in what I consider to the green part of the red-green axis of Islamists who are seeking to balkanize or otherwise take us down and who obviously would be among the beneficiaries to the extent they're bringing in people from Somalia, people from Afghanistan, people from Yemen, and who knows where else. We may well find ourselves dealing with various language challenges there as well as a national identity and perhaps arguably a national security problem. Let me ask you about your initiative with respect to the presidential candidates, Robert Vandervoort, at ProEnglish.
Well, what we've done is we've launched on our webpage at proenglish.org, we've launched a grade system for all the presidential candidates based on six categories. You can check them out. But basically support for official English, support for assimilation over multiculturalism, opposition to bilingual ballots, and several other categories. And, you know, what we found, which was kind of to our surprise, is that John Kasich actually came out pretty good out of the pack. When he was a member of Congress, he supported official English bills. He was a supporter of English in the workplace policies. And he said some very good things about assimilation over multiculturalism. The others are okay, though.
Now, these are surveys that you have done of their record to date rather than what they are responding to in the way of a questionnaire at the moment, given current campaigns.
Yeah, I mean, we've sent out all the candidates our questionnaire, and we did this 4 years ago. I think Ron Paul was the only one who sent one back. Most candidates tend to ignore surveys and questionnaires from organizations. So we had to do our own digging and research to find out what their positions were.
To the extent that it is possible to actually inject this issue in the campaign, give us a sense of how important you think it might be to a candidate's electoral fortunes. Is this something based on your experience that sort of fits into Newt Gingrich's famous 70% or more sort of no-brainer popular issue, or is it something else?
Well, it fits into what Newt Gingrich said. It's in fact, the polls have consistently shown that people support making English the official language over 80%. I think Rasmussen did a poll that showed that it was 84%. That was only about a year ago. So they've always consistently been over 80%. So it's just an issue waiting for Canada to jump on.
Talk a little bit about how, as an organization, you're trying to tap into that popular sentiment and translate it, if possible, into legislative or other action.
Sure. Well, we have about 100,000 activists across the country who are signed up for our email alerts, and we're able to let them know if something's happening at the state level or if there's for example, Steve King's bill to make English the official language, H.R. 997. We let our members know, hey, tell your congressman to get on board this bill. It's a great bill. And, you know, we're letting them know, hey, when the debates come up, tell the debate moderators to ask this question. It was asked 4 years ago, and all of the candidates, especially Newt Gingrich, had strong answers on that. But also Ron Paul and Romney, Santorum, they all had strong answers on official English. The Democrats don't seem to debate this too much, but Republicans have, and they should. And they all should.
Is it the case, as you see it, that the Democrats have, in fact, actually been championing this idea of Clinton's, really, of advancing the balkanization of the United States? Is that overstating the case?
Well, I do think there are maybe some older liberals that support the assimilation model and that feel that English should be the official language. If you look at the polling data, there's a strong amount of support among rank-and-file Democrats for this as well. But definitely their leaders...
You can't get to 80-plus percent of the population without picking up a lot of Democrats, obviously.
That's correct. And we used to have some congressmen, some Democratic congressmen in the past who would support Steve King's official English bill. Now, unfortunately, I think it's a sign that we've lost those Democrats through defeats and retirements and whatever, and they haven't been replaced with Democrats that feel the same way.
Because this has become kind of an issue of orthodoxy for the left, presumably, in the Democratic Party. Robert, we have to leave it at that, I'm afraid, but is it possible, just very quickly, is it possible to have assimilation without a common language, in your judgment?
Not for America, not based on our history. Maybe in other places it might work, but I mean, the historical record shows we need one common language.
I can't think of any other country in which it works either. Robert Vandervoort, thank you very much for your great work at ProEnglish. Give us your website once again.
It's proenglish.org.
Proenglish.org. Check it out, folks, for the interactive version of its 2016 presidential rankings and report cards, as well as the other great resources there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.
We're going to pause for just a second. We'll be right back with Trevor Loudon right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.